My name is Yasmin Nicole, and you are listening to the Geeky Natural Mom Podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Fortress. I hope you guys have been doing well. And if you're a new listener, welcome. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Please go back to other episodes and take a listen. And if you love what you hear, please click the link in the show notes to see how you can support this show. You already know I gotta start off the show by showing gratitude. So thank you so much for the love and support. I really appreciate it. Like, guys, like, I'm on such like a high, like just a positive high, just a natural high of your guys' support has been just with life. And you know, and I already told y'all, like, I've been in a dark space, but I feel like coming out of that dark space and like really getting back to me and really being, you know, who I am and who I'm supposed to be and all that stuff. So like, you know, with this self series, it's been helping me as well. And you know, the support of, you know, my loved ones, and we just gonna make it. I'm gonna make it, you're gonna make it, and it's just gonna be dope. Like, I'm, like, definitely having some Eat, Pray, Love vibes. And, like, if you have not read that book or watched, I haven't seen the movie, but I've read the book. But I suggest that you read the book first before you watch the movie to get an emphasis of the actual book. But if you haven't read that book, please do. I highly recommend it. Like, I've been, like, on that vibe, like, since the year has started. Like, I just feel like I want to, you know, open up more and, you know, do more. Like, the stuff I always said that I wanted to do, I want to do now. Like, I don't feel like I can't do it because, you know, I have so much, you know, tied down and so much, you know, so much was going on. But I feel like now is the time for me to do it. And, you know, I want to do it. And I just, you know, want to be, like, come out of my comfort zone. So I'm just excited for what the year is already. I'm just happy. Like, I'm just in a happy, getting in a, back into a happy space now. I'm just happy of all the good things that are happening, all the great things that are great to happen. So I'm gonna do an episode about all the things that are happening, so stay tuned for that. Now we are on day 3 of the self series, and today we're going to talk about habits and patterns. And they say that it takes 21 days to try a new habit, right? And to like actually like keep up with it and be consistent. And sometimes that can be a good thing, and sometimes that can be a bad thing. Sometimes patterns can be a good thing, and sometimes patterns can be a bad thing. So how does that, you know, kind of, how does that, you know, how is that in our lives, and how, you know, how does that affect us? So I think with habits, sometimes like let's just backtrack and just like get down to the nitty gritty. Like, we are creatures of habit. Like, that's no, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. Like, we are creatures of habit. And sometimes the habits can, you know, rub off on, you know, on you. So, like, if somebody is doing this habit and you're around this person all the time, say, like, your husband or your wife or whatever, and sometimes their habits can kind of, you know, be on you and kind of, like, get you like out of sync and unbalanced. So I think we got to be careful of what type of like energy that we like bring out to people. And I say that all the time, we have to be careful of that, because like I feel like I said, the habits and patterns, you know, rub off on people. And when we think about habits and patterns, you know, how are we thinking about them? When we do these things, are we hurting people? Are we hurting ourselves? Are we able to grow because of them? Are we able to, you know, accomplish our goals? Are we able to be successful because of the habits we have? And I think that, you know, being in a dark space, or I'll have a habit of being lazy, and it's a natural thing. Like, it's the natural thing to do because you're so used to it, you just gonna just do it. So what I'm learning now is kind of like trying to trick my brain into not being lazy or not being self-sufficient, you know, in my daily routine, and pushing myself to do the daily task. Because what people don't understand about, like, having, you know, mental health issues, you know, having depression or anything like that, like, people don't understand that it takes a lot out of your body, and you are so drained from being anxious and being depressed. Like, it, your body reacts to you being depressed. So I think when it's like all in the mind, it's in the mind, and then it transfers to the body. And then, you know, that's where our habits kick in of being, you know, depressed, or, you know, or, you know, being lazy or, you know, not wanting to do anything because it's instilled in our brain. So it's just, it's really difficult sometimes to really push yourself, especially now because it's the winter time where I am. It's like winter, and like, you don't want to do anything, you don't want to go outside. And, you know, some people have seasonal depression, and, you know, and it affects them because they're used to being so active. So how do we change our habits? How do we change our patterns? And let me say this, like, it's easy to change a pattern. It's you, like, sticking to it. Are you able to stick to changing your bad habits to good habits? Like, if you are a smoker, you want to stop smoking cigarettes, what are you going to do to be persistent into trying a new habit? Or if you want to go vegan, how are you going to change your eating habits? Are you going to do it cold turkey, or are you going to, you know, stop eating dairy, you know, for, you know, first, and then stop eating meat or whatever? How are you going to make, you know, the bad habits good? And I think, you know, that ties into kind of like what I said about the resolutions and things that everybody, you know, wants to do. Like, when we try to do these resolutions, it's, you have to form a habit. So if you want to go to the gym, for example, you have to make a habit of going to the gym. So your mind can get used to going and actually, you know, working out or whatever, and just training your thoughts and training your mind to go every day. And sometimes you're not going to be able to go every day. So, and then I think when we, you know, when we try to do those good habits, we start and then we stop it because we get frustrated or we get distracted, but we just stop. We just don't keep going. So I feel like we should keep going more and keep pushing ourselves more, so, you know, we can keep, you know, keeping the good habits and the good patterns, so we can just do whatever we want to do. So, and also have like a habit of mental thoughts, because like, anybody can have like try to have a good habit but not have the mentality to have a good habit, or not really, you know, they'll still have like a negative approach to trying to change their habit. So I feel like you shouldn't have to have like a negative, you know, output or a negative outcome or a negative mindset when we're trying to change our habits to good, because it defeats the purpose of starting a new habit. It defeats the purpose of, you know, whatever you're trying to do. So And we take so much of ourselves because, like, we're self-criticizers. And people think that it's people, and it can just be us, you know, criticizing ourselves. Like, we are our worst critic. So it's easy to say, well, oh, you're stupid because you're doing it this way, or this is not, you know, being hard on yourself. So what the habits would do, good habits, let me put that in there. So what you trying to have the good habit is pushing you to, you know, not have that mindset and not, you know, think the worst of every situation. Because I feel like we always think the worst of every situation when it comes to making good habits. So I think we need to be fearless with making, you know, good habits and doing good habits, and kind of let go of the mindset of what can happen when the bad habits commence, or you make a mistake and do the bad habit again. Like, I think that we should kind of, like, not just I think we shouldn't really be so hard on ourselves. Like, I'm not saying be a hippie or anything like that, but I think that we shouldn't be so hard on ourselves, especially when we're trying, and especially when we're trying to become better people, or, you know, do what are the things that we want to do. We need to stop being so hard on ourselves and, you know, appreciate, you know, the good stuff that we do. You know, the good, at least we try, at least we're making an effort. Now, if, you know, you can be hard on yourself if you're not making an effort. No, I'm joking. But I just feel like when we're doing the best we can, we shouldn't be so hard on ourselves. We shouldn't have to feel like it's the end of the world when we don't get it right the first time, or when we don't, when somebody tells us that, you know, you're not doing it right, and, you know, critiquing you, like, not let that affect us so much. Because when it affects us, it's really hard to, you know, get over that and let go of that, and, you know, kind of have tough skin, you know. And everybody is not built to have tough skin, so I'm not gonna say, you know, have tough skin. You know, people are sensitive, and people, you know, don't have, and, you know, that's not an attack on anyone, but, like, people don't have the strongness and the strength, you know, that other people have. So they have to find ways to adapt to what people say, or how, you know, people's habits can affect them, and just everyday life in general. So I think that we shouldn't, you know, be so harsh when it comes to that, you know, because, like, we are not the same, and we are not here to, you know, be the same and do the same things and, you know, act the same. You know, we're all different, we're all unique, we're all, you know, different in each and every way, and people should be more accepting of that instead of critiquing and or making judgment on someone's bad habits. Because everybody has a bad habit, everybody, it's impossible, you know, to not have a bad habit. But how you react to your bad habit makes a difference, and how you change the bad habit into a good habit and really, you know, see your true potential. And when we start seeing our true potential and, you know, truth of just self-truth in ourselves, then we can prosper more, and we can, you know, be united and grow. And we're just not united, and we're not uplifting anymore. We're just so quick to attack, especially, you know, if you feel like we're being attacked, you know, we become so emotional, and sometimes it don't even be, you know, it don't even be like that. Like, you know, you're not being attacked, but people take it as an attack because that's what they used to as far as habit, and they kind of lash out to protect themselves. So, and sometimes that can get us in trouble. So we just have to figure out how to not take what a person says harshly if it's not meant to be harsh, and respect people's views, and even if their views aren't right, still respect it, or just don't even, you know, comment, or don't even try to put your views on them, or don't even say anything. If like, it's like the saying goes, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all. You know, let them, even if it's the worst thing, let them have their views. Like, people are just going to be people. People are going to act stupid. People are going to think the way they want to think. Even they don't care about if you care or not. So don't let that, you know, affect your mood, and don't let that affect, you know, the good things and the positivity. Because, like, you know, positivity is the best policy. So, hold on, I like that. Positivity is the best policy. So, we're gonna practice that, guys. Like, we're gonna, you know, have the positive vibes and the positive energy for this year. And positivity is the best policy. So, let's practice that this year. Hopefully y'all understand when I say this. Like, it's okay to be human, but it's also better to have better reactions as a human. Does that make sense? I hope that made sense. But and as far as, you know, habits go, we need to just really think about why we're doing a habit. Like, really, like, sit back and think about why we're doing it. Why? It could be a good or bad habit. Because if we're figuring out why we're doing this bad habit, that will help us to do better habits. You know what I'm saying? So we kind of like self-reflect on why we're doing it. So when we do that, I'm telling y'all, it's going to be a great feeling. And I hope you guys really focus on, you know, why are your habits affecting your life, and how can you make them into good habits, and really, you know, have a sense of release of really trying to better yourself. Because anybody can say they want to change, but do they really change? Are they really attempting to change? Because, like I said in another episode, changing is a choice. So you can't make anybody change. You can't control anybody to make them change. If they want to change, they will change. So, and don't let don't let people's habits, you know, force you to feel like you have to change. And that may sound crazy, but sometimes people's habits, you know, whether they be good or bad, kind of plays a trick on you to change yourself. Like, if you want to change your habits or anything, it has to be on you. You can be inspired by somebody if it's a good habit, like be inspired by it, but it's really up to you how you want to handle how your habits are. So I hope we take that into consideration when it comes to changing our habits and changing our patterns, especially for our loved ones, our significant others, because once we start doing that, it'll be healthier relationships and situations, and it can just be a cohesive unit, you know. So I hope you guys take that into consideration when you try to change your habits. And that's it for me today. I hope you enjoyed day 3 of the self series. I hope you enjoyed Podiary. Podiary is rolling right along. I don't know what day we're on anymore, but I hope you guys have been enjoying it. Let me know what your thoughts are on this episode, what your thoughts are on the self series, what your thoughts on Podiary. Should I do a whole nother month of content? Let me know, guys, and I will see you guys next time. Peace and love, and may the habits be with you, the good habits. I'm out. Bye.